We're on. Okay, and we're recording, so I'm just going to jump right in. What's going on, everybody? Soph is not with me this week. She is off the hook because we are having a little special episode, which I'll get into and tell you in a second. Before I say anything else, please go like, rate, and subscribe, especially if you're on YouTube. Go toss a subscribe. I don't know, subscribe? Yeah, toss a subscribe. Yeah, toss us one of those. Also, go like and rate us if you can. We appreciate it. Helps us grow. But anyway, let's get right back into it. Welcome back to Straight Candid Podcast with Sid, just Sid this week, obviously with Soph always, where we take pride in normalizing taboo conversations, saying the wrong thing, drinking too much caffeine, and talking too fast. Here at Straight Candid, we live unfiltered, no edits, deletes, or drag and drops, just two Minneapolis girls who hit record and keep it candid. So let's get right into it. Quick, before we jump into the episode and before I tell you who the heck is with me and who the heck is sitting next to me right now, because if you're listening, you got no idea yet. Boat episode was a hit. It was just fun. I mean, the content, if you haven't listened to it yet, episode 41, it's just fun. You relate with somebody in one of the stories. I swear to God, like the first story, I have to say, made me like laugh on my ass, like rolling on the ground, only because I know exactly where this person was, had this event go on. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go read and go listen back. I'm like totally brain dead, you guys, today. It's like a Monday, Thursday. And I know when people don't like I say that, but okay. Remember, you will get 20% off at manscaped.com with Candid 20, so don't forget that. Also, random thing, my mom got really mad at me. She's not 63. I said it on the episode. She is 61. So I added a few too many years on there. I'm sorry, Mama. I love you so much. If you're listening, I corrected myself. I don't know why I thought she was 63. I have no idea how that number got in my head. I know she's 61, but I said 63, and she was not very happy about that. Anywho, who is with me right now? Who is the man, the myth, the legend to my left? Emma Karras is with me. If you guys don't know, I've said her name like 3 million times on this podcast. She's always the first person whenever we have an episode like going live in the beginning. She's always the number one name that pops up. She's always commenting. She's seriously my number two hype fan because Taylor is right in front of you. I'm sorry. You're not rude, number one. I know. So rude. All right. Blood sister, basically my blood sister, Emma Karras. She's with me today.
Hello, everyone. I didn't know when I was supposed to jump in.
You can jump in whenever you want to.
The intro that you gave me.
Hi, little nugget.
Hi. It's so nice to be with you.
I know. Me too. I literally grabbed Emma because she's home for like 2 days and she lives in New York, as you probably heard me talk about on here. And Emma is one of my best friends. She's been one of my best friends through college. We met in college at the University of Minnesota, and I'll let her tell a little bit about that. But the reason I wanted to have Emma on here is because, you know, part of growing and growing pains are, you know, having different friends change and friends get close to you, friends get far away from you, like the different ebbs and flows of getting out of college or even high school or wherever you're at in your life and moving into the real world. And it's hard, and best friends change. And sometimes we feel like we have no best friends, and sometimes we feel like we've got 10, and life is just weird. And I wanted to be real with you guys and bring a friend on to give you guys advice on different aspects of life, whether it be like having relationship or someone moving away or your best friend not liking your significant other, like all the above. And Emma was the perfect person, the perfect person that came to mind. So welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I know it's kind of funny to be on the mic at first. You're like, we have normal conversations and yab, yab, yab. And
I know.
Now we're mic'd.
I also feel like I'm scared to hear my laugh on this.
Don't.
No, that's the one thing I'm thinking about, honestly. No, I'm like, don't. My laugh is going to be like so scary.
You're going to cackle.
I literally, I'm not kidding you, have recorded my voicemail like 50 times because every time I'm like, I'm nasally, I'm scary, I don't know what it's going to sound like. And every time I listen to it, it gets worse and worse. So.
You sound like a little bit of a New Yorker on the mic right now. I'm not
going
to lie.
You're like, I got
very,
an accent going?
No, you got like a little accent, and you're like very assertive. I mean, like firm,
articulate.
Straight to the point, articulate, like boom, boom, boom.
It's just how I roll.
Can I mention though that we did go to the journalism school? So I mean,
it's like, tough.
It might just be in our blood at this point, right?
We're good at it. We're good at show business, baby.
Show business, baby.
Here we go.
Some of Emma and my favorite memories were when we were in college together and we were in Len's class. Shout out Len. We freaking love you, Len Minch.
Love him.
What did he teach? Like strategic something, like strategic
ads. We took every class together senior year. So
senior year, every single ad. Every single class, I mean.
All the ads. No, we took every single class together, and we didn't even purposely do that, honestly.
I know,
no. We just sort ended of. Up... Well, a little bit. We had talked briefly.
Briefly,
it was a briefly discussed thing that we talked about, and then you were like, it'd be so funny if you just signed up for this class.
For this class, every
at 8 a.m., and I was like, that's my nightmare.
Okay, but that was my biggest mistake, because this pitch does not... have time management skills and needed her coffee. I will say, you don't have your straight can or what in the hell am I saying? Your Starbucks addiction anymore.
No, I've moved on to, I support local businesses now with coffee each morning. So
now it's, what is it called? Boris and Horton.
Boris and Horton in New York City. If you hear this, though. Boris, I would like free coffee for a year. I need it. Honestly, I'm plugging it in right now. This is my only opportunity. So Boris, if you're out there, no, I love you.
Hit Emma up, please.
Please.
No, Emma is one of the closest friends that I've ever had in my entire life. And not only that, but she's taught me a whole lot. Like, I've got a handful of best friends, you know, from different areas of life and different times in my life. And Emma came in college, and I felt like no better time, because I learned so much from her. And I feel like everybody listening can relate to one of those friends that you have, that you just, you feel like they taught you so much. And almost like when you had like down parts in your relationship, which we'll talk to, like, yeah. I felt like I actually looked internally and was like, oh God, I think this is actually a me problem, not a you problem, or, you know, different things like that. But Emma taught me how to have patience with myself, how to not have women power jealousy, how to love and be kind and see positive things like in everything, how to show compassion to friends and other people, how to put your most important people first, and how to be a good friend and make someone feel special.
Holy hype woman.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
She's pretty dang good, but sorry guys. She is not single.
Yeah. So sorry.
That is a bummer. But before we get into anything about BFFs besides our funny stories,
yes.
Emma, take
Bud
us away.
Bud Light Seltzer just launched a limited edition retro summer tie-dye variety pack. Not gonna lie, I feel like I was missing out on that summer vibe. Ooh. But not trying these bad boys until now. But thanks to my lady Sid, I got to try some before this.
That's right.
Summer flavors are cherry limeade, blue raspberry, and summer ice. You can also purchase these out of sight flavors in a new form with Bud Light Seltzer Retro Summer Icicles.
Oh, baby.
Love it. Soaking up the last bit of summer with these icicles.
Sad. Summer's like almost over. It's
Sid,
really sad.
Do you remember when you used to drink these all the time? Did you stop doing that?
No, I never did. No,
oh,
I still
no.
do them.
Never?
Cool. Nope. I just added alcohol once I turned 21.
Perfect. Love it. Both are available only for a limited time this summer. So hurry up. You can get them delivered right to your door by going to budlight.com/delivery or pick it up at your local grocery, convenience store, or liquor store.
Classic.
Lit.
Go get it. Remember, you can get them at what is it called? Not Wine World. What's the store called?
There's
Total Wine.
Wine World? Are you joking me?
You guys, I'm having a hard time today, okay?
You should start literally that business up. No, Wine World?
Wine World. Okay,
that's
but we're
epic.
Sipping our wine. I got a wine hat on. It's Wine World, baby. This is the room right here.
She's got wine brain,
Jackson,
folks.
Jackson and I had a conversation today. By the way, Jackson, Adam in the room. Ayo, boys are here. Adam's here from Duluth. But Jackson, you saw my calendar today. You saw.
Oh, yeah.
Ouchie, right? So I had a lot of meetings today, so my brain's a little bit like, ha, ha, ha. Now the wine's talking too. So
Sid's quite the worker bee. She's always running, moving, going, going. Since Sid talked about what she likes about me, why don't I go into what I value about her, shall I?
Oh, my God.
I?
Well, this isn't planned.
Yeah, well, I love that she's so driven. That kind of is a good segue there, too. You were just talking about your busy day, but she's one of the most driven people I know.
Thank you.
She's always on the go, but she always makes time for the people that she's really, really close with, and it's really great. Obviously, whenever I come home, I like expect people to make time for me. Like, I'm that person who's like, you guys want to see me? Like,
Make some time.
Big guys home. Coming in hot. But Sid always like makes a lot of time for me, and I always like value my time with her. Every time I get to spend with her, we get into like crazy conversations about our lives, and then we like take a freaking high note, Ariana Grande high note,
oh,
off
hey.
Of that
nice
into
transition.
Like I can't with you. The wine hat's like giving me like,
I know, it's
crazy
giving
vibes.
Me good vibes
and like making my like brain be like, should I be spending,
where am I looking? Yeah,
anyways, but I love that she always makes time for me, and I love coming home
you.
And spending time with her, and I'm glad that I get to be with her tonight.
A little nugget. I know, one of her only nights here, and she's spending it with me on the mic, so I appreciate that. No, but that's a perfect segue, because Emma does not live in Minnesota, and we are going to talk about listener advice a lot later in the episode, but what we wanted to talk about is like that transition from having this college fun relationship into the real world. And I know I've talked about this before, like when I was in college, I had a hard time a little bit in the beginning prioritizing relationships that were actually going to benefit me later. And now you're in college, you're like, what? I know, like, all my friendships benefit me. But, like, when are they benefiting you? When you're going out? Is it, you know what I mean? Or, like, or can you study with this person? Do you have fun with this person talking about life in general? Like, and, you know, we don't think, I don't think that we think as deep into our friendship relationships as we do into our, like, love life relationships.
Yeah.
But when we were in college, I feel like we stuck together just because I think we could always have fun no matter if it was drinking or not.
Yeah.
And we always prioritized each other.
And I think it was big too when you and I started having those conversations about, like, what you value in people that you surround yourself with. I think that was, like, definitely probably one of our first, like, deep conversations that we had, probably at, like, 3 a.m. And we were like, what do you value in a person?
Literally.
Like, that sounds so weird to ask to somebody, but, like, we asked each other and then we got into this, like, whole rabbit hole about, like, what do you value in the people in your life? Or, like, what do you value in your friends? And that's a huge question. It's not something that you want to talk about in college either. Like, usually you're like, I want to go out with these people. I want to get Frank and Andreas at 3 a.m. And I want to call it a night.
But you can still do that with your good people.
Yeah.
Emma and I, we started, Frank and Andreas was another thing, but we had
another
interesting start. Yeah, seriously, literally give me free pizza, please. We started on a rocky note though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So,
Emma and I did not have a good start in our relationship. In fact, we weren't huge fans of each other, but that was because, and I'll tell you why, and this is just so don't judge a book by its cover. Yeah. There were things going around likely about both of us at the time too that were not true. And that happens when you're in, like, and I'll admit I was in a sorority and you were too.
Yeah.
And I don't like to lead with that because sometimes it has a negative connotation, but I got a lot of beautiful things from it. So there's no hate on that absolutely at all. I love my friends.
For sure.
But sometimes when you take in the, like, things that people just are saying and you don't actually have anything to back it and you don't meet somebody and, like, get to know them for yourself, you believe things that aren't true. And that's what happened between Emma and I. And one day we just, I went through a friend, actually. I was like, listen, can you tell Emma? I'm like, I actually don't not like her at all. Like, actually, I think she's really freaking cool. Like, every time I see her out, I'm like, she's having a blast and I'm having a blast and we could be having a blast together.
For
and
sure.
Once you put your pride down for 2 seconds and you give somebody the time of day and you don't judge a book by its cover, guarantee you might be judging people the hardest that are the most similar to you.
Yeah. Push that ego aside, baby. Push it aside.
But, like, it's true. That's how it started.
I think it happens too in college when you come from big high schools. Like, everyone has something to say about
and
you.
And we're local in Minnesota too. So,
and, like, regardless of where you're at or where you're from, like, people have something to say.
Always.
People probably like you, people probably don't like you, and so they're gonna say whatever they're gonna say about you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna, like, trickle in. We went to college in Minnesota, so
I know.
Everyone's going to hear different things. So, like, obviously I probably had people saying bad things about me and, you know,
and me too.
Yeah. And it's hard to, like, go into college with people already feeling like they have some kind of preconceived notion about you, or, like, having some kind of, like, oh, I know her. I know that this is how she acts. And it's like,
you don't know me.
Girl, you don't know me.
Yeah, I know.
you don't know me at all.
That's how college is. And you have to, like,
yeah,
when we'll talk about this later, I don't even want to get into it yet, but, like, to what would I tell my college self right now? And I have a few things
that I have to say
because there's a lot that I have to say
that
I would tell my little mini me, you know what I mean?
Lot.
But, you know, shortly after college, Emma and I actually worked at the same internship and
I forgot.
We were psychos. People thought we were, like, insane. We were attached to the hip. Everyone would be like, wait, so if I showed up alone, where's Emma? I'm like, what?
Yeah, constantly.
Every time.
Okay. Back to lens class for a second.
Yep.
People used to bet on when Sid and I would show up to class together. So they used to write it on the whiteboard and
they would take tallies
and they would take tallies
what time we'd be in there by.
Yeah. And they knew we were coming together. So it'd be like Sid and Emma time. And then it would say like 9:05, 9:10, 9:07. And we were like, are you kidding?
We would walk in, look at the board. I'm like, okay, you guys, you did this last week. What the hell?
Yeah. No, it was constant. It was every single week. So very attached to the hip, always together.
Always. But I will say we were really good students and I want to squash a notion that people, like, you can't have fun in school and can't have fun with your teachers and, like, can't have fun in class and not and get good grades at the same time. You know, those don't go hand in hand. Yes, they do. We had a blast in class. Like, and we got really good grades. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we sound like we were, like, rolling in late, but really it was because the freaking U of M campus, it's huge. Should we have timed our walks out a little better? Yeah, for sure. Should we have gotten coffee a few hours before class? For sure.
Well,
but we didn't, and I can't go back.
I also think everything is 10 to 15 minutes away.
Literally.
So it's my downfall and my, like, one of my faults I'll admit to.
Emma,
And no. I only admitted to it this year because I know. Also yesterday I was literally with you and I was like, oh yeah, I'll get from Edina to downtown in about 10, 15.
During rush hour. You know,
I'm and like, she's like, are you kidding me?
I go, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So that's definitely.
Checking your friends though, for real. Checking your friends and telling them when they've got like even a little funky flaw is like a big reason why we stayed so close. Like,
oh yeah.
Just, and you know, and we never want to admit to this, but when we're out and we're drinking, we're in college or we're young and you say a judgment about somebody that you probably shouldn't have, or you like notion something that maybe wasn't true, or like you're holding a grudge against somebody and you have a best friend close enough to you to be like, I don't think she actually meant that like that. Yeah. Or like, I don't think you actually think that about her. You should give her a chance or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the reason why we've stayed so close.
Exactly.
Because we help each other be better. That's what a friendship should be. Mm-hmm. And now it's where it's starting to sound really parallel to like a romantic relationship. Literally.
Literally. It's like, so keep you accountable.
Hold you accountable.
Hold your hand when you're sad.
You know, yeah.
Scratch cuddle your back. You. Scratch your back. Make you feel loved.
Gross.
Like creepy. No.
Okay, but biggest question piece of advice that people wrote in is, how do you hold a friendship when the other person is moving far away or is far away and like lives in another state after being in the same state in like college when you're together 24/7?
Yeah.
That's the biggest piece of advice that I think we need to give to like everybody too, because I think we've all got those friends that moved away, or like someone's going to grad school.
Yeah.
Somebody maybe moved out into the suburbs and is living their life at a totally different time than you.
Yeah.
How do you stay close?
Yeah, I think that is like a great question, first of all.
Good question,
good
whoever wrote
question.
That in.
No. Good times. I think the biggest thing is you have to learn how to communicate. One, if you can't communicate with the person, let them know when you're like upset that you guys aren't talking, things like that. And Sid and I have very different, this sounds so weird because it kind of gets into relationships
too. What are
you gonna say? We have really big love, like we have different love languages.
Oh yeah, no.
Or like the way that we like want to receive and like obtain, is that
yes.
the right word to say?
Yeah.
Obtain love is very, very different in relationships, but like that also like coexists in your friendships too. Like you are.
What are you gonna say? What are you saying?
Sorry, I'm just thinking things without actually speaking. You just like, you're not very like touchy feely. You also are the type of person,
nope.
like you need like space a lot of time. Like you need to like recuperate. Is that a word?
Yeah. Recuperate.
Is that really a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally a word.
Recuperate. You need to I'll say it again. You need to recuperate.
Thank you for repeating.
Yep. And like, you need to have your own alone time away from your friends, away from everybody else, just
yep.
to like, you are so go, go, go that you need your time just to like sit and process and be alone.
Yeah.
And so I live in New York, obviously, as you said earlier. So sometimes I think at the beginning when I first moved out there,
mm-hmm.
had a hard time being like, why isn't Sid talking to me? Like, mm-hmm. are we drifting apart? Are we not like, are we not friends? Like, what's going on? Dramatic.
Our anxiety. Can you tell?
I'm like, what's going on?
God.
Like, does she not like me? Did I do something?
Yeah.
Like, just constant. And so I think I had to actually like, I remember we probably got in like a little tiff about it, because I was like,
did.
Why don't you like me?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
And she at the time, I was just trying to transition. Like, we're all in COVID, which you were in COVID in
yeah.
the city, which was extremely hard. You know,
yeah.
we're just getting out of college. I'm in a new job. I'm not quite sure what I'm really doing. You know what I mean? I'm living at home at the time, too. And like, I'm just kind of sad, you know what I mean? And I don't
yeah.
have enough capacity to be with my parents again and my sister all the time and
yeah.
work, you know, work my job and be cooped up inside like we all were, you know, and I'm not saying it's a pity party at all, but I couldn't
pity
reset.
Party
poor
girl.
Me, I shared a bed with my sister. Oh yeah, that's right, you heard her here. It was
she did.
Freaking something.
That was so fun for you.
Girl kicks at night, okay. but no, I couldn't reset. I couldn't find time to reset ever. Like, and it kind of took out on my relationships, because I would
yeah.
just go MIA. Like, if you know me and you're close to me, you know I just go MIA, don't text people back for like 4 days. It happens. But
yeah.
What Emma needs for her love language is constant attention. No, I'm just kidding. But
constant
like
love
like,
affection, everything you
words
could imagine.
Of affirmation, telling you that you're like, you're one of my best friends, and like
yeah.
you know, friends need these things. That's completely fair, because it's
yeah.
a relationship you're putting so much effort into. Like, why would you not give it all that? So we had to have those tough conversations, and I had to be like, I need you to take a step back because I'm freaking out. Because I'm so overwhelmed and all the other things that I have going on. And Emma was like, excuse me, you also need to like make an effort and like not go just missing and tell me because I'm your best friend. If you're struggling.
I think that was a big, we did have a really long talk about that too, because I remember you'd be like, it was a really serious conversation. And as you can probably tell, Sid and I are very like joking and, you know, go with the flow.
Serious when we need to be, but.
But it was hard. It was a hard conversation to be like, hey, I like feel like you're not giving me enough attention, which is so weird to say to a friend.
To a friend.
It's so weird to be like, why aren't you paying any attention to me? And so I had to be like, I feel like I don't know what's going on, or I don't know like what you're doing. And that's,
You didn't know what was going on in my life.
And I felt just, I think for me too, going off of that, in, like no one prepares you for the year after college. Like you go from, you know, being with your friends all the time and you're living next to people and you're so close and it feels like you're so interconnected, to the year after college is a really different time that I don't think anyone can prepare you for.
It's hard.
And it's really hard on a lot of people. And it's hard on people that stay here. It's hard. It was super hard on me moving away. I was super homesick. And
you
then,
should talk to that for a second.
Yeah. It was, so when I moved away, I felt like I was, I didn't think I was going to be homesick. I really wanted to live in New York. That was like my goal all of college. I wanted to, you know, go out there, thrive, be like socialite craziness, girl. That was the goal. Like socialite. Help. I wanted to be like Upper East Side, what's good? But
oh my god,
little did I know, I moved out there. As Sid said, we had the same internship, just in different states, it's
different cities.
And I moved out there. I actually lived in a one-bedroom apartment with bunk beds with two of my friends.
Three people in a one-bedroom. No joke.
So there was a bunk bed on one side and then a single bed. And the people I moved out there with, I wasn't super close with in college, actually. They just went to the University of Minnesota. So I was going out there kind of just like, all right, let's do this.
Here we go.
Super freaked out, but I guess we'll like roll with it. And it was really hard. I felt like they were my friends, yes, but like we weren't really close at the time. Now, of course, they're some of my best friends. But at the time, I was super like, I felt isolated. I felt alone. I didn't like my job. I just, it's really, really hard. And I don't think anyone can prepare you for moving away and going through something like that. And you also feel really far away from the people closest to you. So I felt far away from, obviously, family. I'm from Minnesota. But then I felt far away from you, and I felt far away from other friends from here. And it's hard to see your friends doing things here. And also people think that your life looks so glamorous and so cool on social media. And you're portraying that, obviously, as everyone does. But like I was really, really sad. And I, that was a really like low point, I would say, in my life.
It's huge of you to admit that too, though. Just like being like, I wasn't great. And I mean, but it turned out to be great, obviously.
Oh,
but
I love it there now.
No, but it's not easy at first, you know, and you're away from your people and you're away from the community you literally just built. And honestly, once you leave campus, that's how it is.
Yeah, like, 100%.
I was at home living in back in Victoria where I grew up, you know, and I mean, it's not easy. And I felt like I was losing out on opportunities, and I'm young, like I should be moving away, when I had a really good job, right, that plopped in my lap, you know, and I but I just like, I was like, you know, Emma's working in creative things still and I'm not anymore. And like, that's hard for me to swallow. She's away and I'm here, like she's living her life on the weekends and I'm not. Like, that's hard. On the flip side, like being like, shit, like now what do I do? But I would say to maintain those relationships, understanding how that person gives and receives love. It's
huge. It's like a big conversation to have, I think. Like just things like even little things that you just need from each other. Like it could be so minuscule, but like things like that are so important.
Cheer your other person on. Like active listening is the second thing that I was going to say, is actually listening to what they're saying and taking in and understanding them as a person. Like, what 100%. Are they doing at work?
Yeah.
Where do they work? Like, what's like, actually be curious about your friend, because how would you feel if your best friend wasn't curious in what you're working on or what you're doing?
Yeah. Even you just like reaching out, being like, I know you had a big project today. How'd it go? Like, those little things can mean so much to somebody, even when you're having those bad days and you're like going through hard times. When your friends remember little things about you that are going on, it can make like such a world of a difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
Having the hard conversations, like when you feel like there's tension for some reason, bring it up.
It's a big one.
It needs to be brought up right away. Like, if something's bugging you, say it. Like, just be like, you know, hey, you're acting a little funky, or like, you know, like, I feel like you're not being a good friend to me. Like, you can say those things. Yeah. I mean, it's going to kind of burn, and make sure you're coming from a real place where it's like, you're not jealous of like them having a good time, or like making new friends. 'Cause that's something you need to, you know, check with yourself internally on.
But 100%.
Like, have the hard convos. Like, if they're not being a good friend or making that effort, and you feel like that relationship is worth it, I would say something right away.
With your friends, like, going off of that too, it's a big time where you can realize and admit things that maybe you don't really like in yourself that you know you project onto other people. I think Sid and I have done that, or we did that a lot in college when we kind of had to figure out what was the things that we didn't maybe necessarily like about ourselves.
An example would be, can you think of one?
Well, let me, you just put me on the spot as I was on a roll.
Sorry about that. I know I'm so used to interrupting self too.
I think for me, remember I was talking about this with you yesterday. I don't want this to sound like the interview question of, you know, when you get asked at an interview, like, what are your best qualities?
Yes.
And then somebody like turns one of their best qualities into their worst qualities. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't want this to be that, but it's going to be that for a second.
So right.
Great quality of mine. I'm super witty, but how that can turn bad.
How I'm hearing that through my ear, from the mic into my ear. I'm super witty. I'm
so hard
funny,
to be me.
And it's
so
really
hard.
Yeah. Like, shut up.
No, but on the flip side, to make that a negative, I can be kind of mean witty. And
fair enough.
So when someone says something mean to me, I can like snap back really fast and say something super mean and super petty that I wish I wouldn't have said. 'Cause 10 out of 10 times, better to not be petty.
Yep.
I've let the record state 10 out of 10 times, it's better to not be petty.
Yep.
So
I like to think I've helped her with that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's good to like
proud moment, proud mom moment.
You just cry over there for a second while I continue talking about my mean pettiness streaks that I've gone through. No, but so like Sid and I have had to have those conversations because I know I can be that way, and I still have my moments, I would say, but you know, I don't want to be that kind of, I don't want to be that kind of person. And I think Sid was really the person that was like, hey, maybe you shouldn't just react, but instead like try to think about what you're going to say instead of just
projecting, kind of
word vomiting.
Yep. Because sometimes you want to say all these things and you want to get it all out there right in the moment. I'm like, let's back up for a second.
Yeah.
But
I got a lot to say.
Realizing I had the same issue. So sometimes just looking into the other person, seeing what their you know, like their reactive tendencies are, and seeing if you're the same way, and see if there's a way to grow from that. So
exactly.
Relationships are about like getting better, you getting better with them, you getting better as a team and as a solo person. Like, I would say the fourth and final thing to like support a long distance relationship with a friend is to be active in checking in. Like, it's your job too. Like, it has to be reciprocated, but sometimes in my head I'm like, God, I haven't talked to my mom in like a day or something like that, or 2 days or whatever. I'm really close with my mom, so it might be different for you, or it might be to somebody else that you're thinking of. But check in and ask intuitive questions, and like make the time to be like, I'm FaceTiming you, or like, make the time. What I think is the biggest deal is telling them about something exciting going on in your life or funny that happened during your day.
Yeah.
I know that sounds really random and obscure, but like those little things, like where you were the person that they chose to be important enough to hear that is a big deal, and will hold on to that relationship and keep you close to that person no matter where they are. You know,
100%. Sid sends me videos of her, like 5-minute videos of her, probably like once a week. I would say more than once a week, but
of course
sends me 5-minute video updates of her life, just sitting probably on the toilet, or
usually
like
on the toilet, or maybe I'm sitting in my office,
or she's
matter,
sitting
whatever,
yeah,
wherever it is. Doesn't matter
at
what I'm doing.
That's not what matters here. What matters here is that she'll just send me a video update of everything going on in her life, and I love watching it, and I'll always send her a video back. So our texts aren't even usually texts.
No,
they'll just be video back and forth, video, and or like it's just the simple thing of picking up the phone and calling someone.
Yeah,
we're all running around, we're all like having such a crazy time in our lives and doing a million things a minute, but if you can just pick up the phone even for 15 minutes, 20 minutes doesn't need to be long. 15, 20 sounds long,
but
we'll do 10. We'll do 10. If you just pick up the phone for 10 minutes, it just that can even make all the difference.
Just I agree.
Communicating even a small amount.
I think we all retract and go kind of in this quiet mode too of like, I'm overwhelmed with work. I have a lot on my plate. I'm busy as hell today. I promise you, if you're in the car, you're on the move, or like maybe don't talk on the phone in the car. Maybe that's bad. But I, you know, like if you have hands free, sorry, I'm yep. not promoting bad things.
Good.
But if you haven't, you're having a long day and you're like, the last thing I want to do is like talk to anybody. Try calling your best friend and just tell me like how you feel after, because I bet you money that person's going to cheer you up.
100%.
And it's about getting over that hump of being like, I'm tired. I want to be isolated. Like, just do it. Like, just give the call. Like, put the effort into the people that you care about. And I promise you, you'll feel better.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Every time I've called Sid, she's made me laugh in the first, like, 30 seconds.
And
so.
That is a freaking quality of mine. Okay, people?
That's one of her okay. best qualities.
On the freaking resume.
Put that down. Write it down.
Can we talk about our funniest moments, by the way?
We have a lot. But, of course, we can talk about them.
There are three things that come in mind, and the first one is really, really short, but I forced Emma to take a shot in our senior year last day of class, and
oh my god, I forgot
called
about
on
that.
Her Len, god, I love Len,
that's
Len
our teacher
called
that liked
on
us.
Her after I made her take the shot, and she was like pure bright red, like gagging. There's only like 10 people in class. This is a very intimate like senior seminar. And I peer pressured her, sorry, she okay, I peer pressured her in a kind way, in a friend way, to take a shot during class, and she was she had heartburn for like 3 hours after, but she
oh
was
oh my
she,
god
Len was not very well, happy. I think he knew.
So
he goes, you guys are rascals.
To put a bit of context behind that, let's backtrack a second there. We had just gotten back from Cabo, and I was kind enough to carry shooters in my backpack for
what a giver.
All of the people on the plane.
What a giver.
All of them. What a giver. Every single person. No.
Oh, Cabo.
So
Jesus.
I was so kind, and I had one left in my backpack, and I'd used that backpack on our Cabo trip. And so I'm sitting there, and I go, Sid, like, just kind of like nudging her, being like, look what I have in my backpack. And she's like, there's no way you'll take that right now. And I cannot stand down from a challenge.
You can't at all.
I can't. It's...
I'm like, you won't take it. Come on, you won't take it. Come on, you won't take it. Come on.
Yeah. So
and we're peer pressuring for fun, you guys. Like, this is not like a, we're not actually pushing her to drink. We very much drank together. So it's a team effort, I swear.
It felt natural at the time.
Oh my God.
It was really, really natural. So I took it, yeah. And then Len called on me immediately. Immediately.
What, Len?
I was like, I can't even breathe. Like, couldn't
Len
breathe.
Had no idea.
Fire
he was
down
also,
my throat.
Len is 85 and still teaching at Minnesota, and he is
crusher.
Hilarious.
Crushes it.
He's hilarious. Speaking of Cabo, though, I have a best friend story to tell the class, because I feel like I'm like Len up here and standing in the front of the room.
Tell the class.
We went to Cabo for senior spring break. Would I recommend it? I don't have any comment about that. I got my phone stolen. A girl peed on me, like the whole nine yards. Like my flight got canceled. I was stranded in Cabo. I had to stay the night because they ran out of flights.
Really good
times. I don't recommend just a senior trip in general. No, I'm kidding. It was the best memories we had ever had. But I had a lot of, I must have had bad karma or something, because bad things are happening.
Karma's a queen. She's not a bitch.
She is a queen. But we're standing outside. And at the time, Emma had... we'll call her a hater because
she's for sure a hater,
because she, Emma, had dated this person's significant other that was an ex of them, blah, blah, blah. There's the correlation. I'm just like, giving a little context into the correlation of why.
Just get over it. But
there
was
literally no reason for this woman to hate Emma.
Yeah.
Whatever. Emma and I are minding our own business. We're getting a drink at the bar. We're literally minding our own business. You know, when you looked over to your shoulder and you're like, God dang it, this person is here, and I know that they're bad news, and I know that they're going to do something. And you're like, okay.
So we want to get our drinks and run.
So we're like, let's get our drinks. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to facilitate the drama or anything like that. And
no
I'm
drama.
There. I'm there. Of course, I've inserted myself because I'm Emma's best friend.
Duh.
She's not going to go down in the drama by herself. I've got her back because I'm not being mean. I'm being kind to everybody, but don't hurt people's feelings and expect to just like walk away.
Heck yeah.
So we're like standing at the bar. And this girl's friend comes up and she elbows her way in, like literally full on elbows both of us like a spaz. And she goes, excuse me. And I literally go, can you scoot over? Oh my God. Like very obviously doing it, like extremely obviously doing it to be annoying.
Yeah.
And just like elbowed the crap out of us. And she's like, and I go, you've got to go. Like, I stop. And I just like turned away. I'm like, it's fine. Emma, it's fine.
Everything is okay.
Everything's fine. Then Emma turns around, looks at this girl, and the girl pretends to throw a drink at her. The girl that was being mean. Okay?
How dare she?
Rude. Just what the
How
heck?
Dare
like
she?
Literally barely misses us, like throws a drink at us. Like, okay.
Let's go back 10 out of 10 times. Never be petty.
Don't be petty. And
10
I
out
turn
of 10
around
times.
And I literally looked at Emma and I go, I'm going to fucking fight this girl. I'm literally going to fight her. And I turned around and I looked at her and I like just gave her like a little.
No, you said that to her face.
I'm going
to
fucking fight this girl. Like literally I looked at her.
And I went like this. I literally went like this at her, like gave her a thumbs up and said, I just realized that people that were listening couldn't see what I was doing. But I'm giving a thumbs up.
She's giving a thumbs up. I didn't realize that you did.
Yeah.
Let's just say she never toyed with us again. And oh, I did my not God. Hurt her and I would never hurt anybody. I swear to God. But literally the fired up.
It was the dynamic energy of the century.
Do you ever, like, I felt for him. I was like, oh, honey, you're not going to mess with my friend, okay? Yeah,
don't you dare come a step closer. If the drop gets on her pretty little head, I swear to God.
The only...
That's how I figured it was going to be.
Help me.
I literally saw you turn around with fire in your eyes.
I've heard that I can be intimidating. And no. It's kind of sad. Oh, don't. Come on.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time.
It's okay if I am, but I wouldn't hurt you unless you hurt me. I'm just kidding.
Or your friends. Or your
my
family.
Friends. Yeah. Or anybody close to me. I'll get a little feisty.
I like that
I'm
about
big
you,
talk,
though.
I'm
no,
big talk.
I like your fiery side. I think that's like what makes you you. You just don't like aww. Stand for people treating other people poorly.
Absolutely.
And I think
not.
That's like where it stems from. You just don't accept people treating other people badly. And I think that's huge. That's a great quality to have, even if you're going to tell some girl you're going to fucking fight her.
Thank you.
And you do it again.
And I will do it again. And I probably will soon. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have anybody to fight right now. But final story is, Em and I thought we were cool beans and we went to a Mike Studd concert and we dressed up like thought we were cool in these cool like acid wash hoodies, you know, because those were in at the time.
Trying to
whatever.
Be streetwear cool. Like crazy cool. Girls.
Okay. So we go to the concert. We had had a few cocktails because we had a blast.
Just
though.
A couple.
Before that, we had a blast.
Oh, yeah. We were just dancing
like
at your
night.
Apartment.
Dancing like
the entire time.
And then we went to the concert. We're there. We had a few cocktails. We're drinking. We're listening to the music. Woo!
Wait,
so
also, I didn't
half.
Know a single song. I only went because Sid forced me to go.
I knew three songs, and he did very good on those three. And the other three were new to my ears, and I liked them a lot.
I was
okay?
pretending to sing. I was doing the... la, la, la,
la, la. Watermelon.
I was like, watermelon girl.
God, they were good songs. But
yeah.
Our guy friend was standing behind us, and he was also very intoxicated. And this I did not know until later, but I'm going to tell you what he did before, so it all makes sense.
Context.
He threw his beer bottle after the concert was over the ledge, like into
the
crowd.
It's a no-no.
Why would you do that? I have no idea. That could have hurt somebody, could hit him in the head. It actually could have been really bad.
Yeah. We
and
don't
obviously,
approve.
The glass shatter didn't hit anybody standing down there because the concert was exiting out. So I'm walking towards the stairs and I had a drink in my hand and literally somebody grabs my wrist so hard, flings my arms down like this, like flings my arms down and I like threw my drink, like threw anything else I had in my hand. I'm like, what the hell? And this person literally handcuffs me.
Yep.
Handcuffs me. At this point, I have no idea why. Yeah. Emma's like, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing to my best friend? Let her go. We get downstairs. I'm still handcuffed. And I'm like, oh, by this point, I'm really overwhelmed. And
I went full lawyer mode.
Yeah, you were like, you cannot be doing this. Like, this is an unacceptable behavior.
For what reasons do you have her handcuffed? Number one, two, and three, lay them out for me. I don't know what the hell is going on, but you are not allowed to do that, sir. Get those off
I'm
of her
crying.
Wrists.
I don't know why I'm crying. I'm just very overwhelmed. I'm like, I didn't do anything. Obviously, it makes you look like you're fucking like in trouble. You're like, I did something
so
clearly.
So you definitely.
So you're crying. Didn't. And they're like, if you don't get her out of here right now, like the police, they literally called the police. Like, straight up.
Yep.
I don't really know how that even works. They're like, you're banned from here. You're not coming back. You know what you did. I'm like, I don't know what I did. And they're like, you threw a bottle over the edge. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Emma's like, I got it. I got us an Uber. We're leaving. Get in the car. We're getting in the car. We get outside. They like released me only because I was getting in a car, like leaving the premises forever. Took my picture. Yes. I'm not allowed to go to First Ave. That's another story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's fine.
Dang nabbit. we get in a car. I thought it was an Uber. Emma's like, no, these are my friends. And I'm like, okay, where are we going? I'm like still crying a little bit.
I can't even do this right now.
We go. I can't tell a story. Long story short, they drive us to a strip club and we're at a strip club eating chicken fingers and chicken wings.
Just us two.
And we had like cheese curds and some noodles. And it was from some of the best food I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah.
And that was the story.
I talked to a girl that was not dancing at the time. For about 40 minutes. I just wanted to know what was going
on. Like
her
career.
Yeah. I was so interested.
They were awesome people. Really good food. And that was the end of the night.
There was the buffet.
So I got handcuffed and we went to a strip club and we saw Mike Sudd. We knew three of his songs. So anyway,
that was a big moment. That was huge for us.
Just
that was, this is also my audition to be a lawyer. Like that was huge for me.
You did a really nice job. Huge for me. Thank you for saving me and breaking me free because I wouldn't have made it out by then.
I object. Uncuff her.
So you are very good at being a lawyer and like get me out of poor situations. And I think I'm the same. I've got you back.
You are very, very good at that too.
We're going to play a mini little red flag or deal breaker.
Friend version game, because if you can think of any about me that you haven't thought of already, like just blurt them out. But we'll start with this. Let's see. Text you. I'm in the elevator and they're not even coming down. They're 20 minutes away. They're still like laying in bed. Text you, you know what I mean? We all have that friend. They text you, in the elevator, coming down, on my way. And they're like literally in bed or they have a towel on their head.
I think that's a green light. Like, I don't even think that's a red flag
or a deal breaker. It's a red flag or a deal breaker. Honestly, it's almost a deal breaker. If you're late again, I swear to God, can you guess who it is?
Well, you're always on time. So that's just like, that's a different story. You're like the 5 minutes late. You put your clock back. You got to get it there. Like,
I'm always on
before
it.
Everyone else. So okay. That doesn't even count.
This person has mismatched socks and mismatched random things.
So it's not weird.
Adam, what the hell?
God dang it. Okay, that'd be a red flag for me because I just think that mismatched socks are a little funky town.
I'm actually wearing matching socks today.
Oh my God, Emma.
And that was supposed to be about me. But if you want
to
see my feet right now, Puma is fire and she is matchy.
She's got like a funky sock on the right foot and then the funky sock that's supposed to be on the right foot on the left foot. Okay?
I do like a blue and a pink.
I always think
those match perfectly
I'm
together.
Not gonna lie, I'm gonna have a hot take here. I don't understand how you guys can wear mismatched socks.
So give me your logic on like why you need to match your socks. Like, is it your
OCD?
Because
they come together in a pair. I have two feet and I'm not wearing one that has like a little like red hole in it or like a red dot on the top or whatever the logo is. I don't really care. And then like a white one.
So if you get a stain on it.
Outside of my sock or outside of my shoe.
If you get a stain on your sock, do you have to throw it away immediately?
I throw away both of them.
That's
because they're both not allowed here. Then if one's not allowed, both of them are gone.
Sid, these are hot takes you are throwing out to the public.
Okay.
Hot takes.
Let's see. This one really follows up really well. Has extreme OCD and is always cleaning while you're hanging out.
Wow. Might be, I don't want to say a deal breaker.
Oh,
dare
sheesh.
I say?
No. I think this is a green flag.
Well, Sid, I could literally be putting my sweatshirt on the counter and she'll immediately pick it up, fold it, and like put it on like the cushion seat so that like it's not on the counter. I probably had just put it there like 30 seconds ago. There's no reason that needs to be done. There's just not a single reason.
Everything has a home and I cannot be tormented because of this. Okay. Everything has a fucking home. It's folded. It's put there. It's folded. It's put there. You know what I mean? Like your cup is empty. We're going to put it in the freaking dishwasher and it's going to be done. You know what I mean?
She'll even like start cleaning like at my house. Like whenever I'm at home, like yesterday, she started like pushing in all the bar stools and then like putting the cups in the dishwasher. And I'm like, ma'am, like I can.
Why are you doing that?
I can do that. But then she's like, no, everything has a place and needs to be in order.
I'm so annoying. Okay. Makes 4,000 plans a day. Like says like, I'm going to be here. I'm going to go do this. And then I'm going to go to this. And then I'm going to go to this. And then I'm going to hang out with you. I'm going to say that this is a deal breaker.
Sid, that's you.
I know, but it's something
you
I
can't deal break about yourself, can you?
Yes, I can.
Is that allowed?
I'm allowed because I need to get it fucking figured out.
It's a work in progress for sure. It's something that I will work on with you.
You've given me good pointers on how to grow, but God dang it.
Can't get that one straight. We can't get it together. Well, you're literally like, yesterday I was even talking to Sid and she goes, yeah, like I have a nail appointment from like 1 to 1:30 and then I need to talk to Jordan from like 1:30 to 2 and then like it's everything in her day has like a plan and then she's like, I can see you at like 5:45 for 5 minutes and I'm like, are you kidding me?
I have a lot of shit to get
but
done.
Like,
I can't
great,
help it.
But
Jordan
okay.
said that the other day. He's like, do you think that you're overwhelmed because you plan things back to back to back? I think that could be probably it.
There's no way that's it.
Okay. I just was saying, okay, he says. Okay. Okay, last few here. Loves to snuggle all the time, constantly snuggling.
Don't shiver. Don't
I'm shivering in fear.
Because don't have like a chill run down your spine.
This one is
about
not me. I'm not a snuggler. It's a red freaking flag, though. I'm like, I love love, but I just can't.
All right, that's me. I am the snuggle queen. I think I've gotten Sid more acclimated to being around me because I constantly will just be like, what are you doing? Like patting her. And she's like, can you just like get away from
she
me
goes,
for 5 seconds?
City, come here.
City. I just like always want hugs. Like makes me feel comfortable. I feel like I've made you more like that though.
Genuinely, you've helped me learn how to be like lovey. Because I genuinely did not know. And that's not a lie.
Yeah.
Like I don't like hug and like show a lot of affection a lot. Like it's not like one of my strengths.
Yeah.
At all. At all, actually.
I'm breaking Quinn in to do that too, because he won't even like hold my hand. I'll like try to hold his hand every 5 minutes and he's like, I just need a break.
I need a second.
And I'm like, you don't. In what world does it make sense that you can't Quinn. Hold my hand every moment of the day?
Yeah.
In what world?
So
in what world?
Sarcastic. And then finally, is a bad texter.
I don't even think that's either. I think that is just, well, if I had to choose, it's going to be.
Is it, would it be?
Red flag. It's not a deal breaker.
It's a red flag.
People can change.
People can change. You have been flow, like we talked about before. No.
People can change.
I'm a bad texter.
And that's
I'll
you.
Admit it. I said it. I've already said it a million times. But one thing I do have to say is like learning from your best friend. Like I actually learned how to be affectionate. And that's like a big deal because I didn't really know how to be affectionate. Like I was always like, oh my God, Emma's like, she's so hugging and like she's hugging all of her friends all the time and her family. Like it sounds weird, but I like genuinely notice these things. And like she would give me hugs and all the time. And I'm like, oh wow. Like this must be normal. Like,
oh yeah. I was constantly like, bring it in girl. Bring
yeah,
it
she's
in.
Like,
you want a hug?
Come
you
here,
want another one?
I want
give
a
hard
call
day.
For a second. And it was cool like that. I actually learned how to be affectionate from my best friend, like not from a significant other. Like there's these big learnings that you can take from the people nearest to you. And you know, at first I was kind of like, oh, she wants to like hug all the time. Like, oh, like I love you, but
like so scared.
But then that was my own weakness. Like, and it's not a problem that you're not affectionate, but like I wanted to be. I genuinely was trying to be more affectionate, and I couldn't get there.
Yeah.
So
I think you taught me how to give people a little more space on it, if we're being real about that for a second, because I can be very like lovey-dovey, hug me constantly. But
that
definitely
just makes you too.
But it's good to give people their space, and I needed to learn that. And Sid definitely taught that to me, that you can give people their space and they'll love you just the same.
So cute.
So sweet.
Real quick side note, you guys, Bud Light Seltzer launched a limited edition retro tie-dye pack. You probably already forgot from the ad before, but no, we're not letting you forget.
Never.
Not gonna lie, I waited on the ices until like literally last little bit of summer. Now I feel like I'm gonna be like eating these ices all winter long, but guess what? They're limited edition, so you better go freaking get them now, otherwise you're gonna miss out. I genuinely like the retro tie-dye pack probably the most. I mean, there it's a close second to the like iced tea and lemonades pack, just because it's fun to have fun flavors for a while. Like, you know what I mean? I always used to get the vodka soda at the bar or whatever, or a competitor brand, and it upset my stomach just because of like the high carbonation. But this stuff is 5%. It's really, really good. Cherry limeade kind of moved into my top spot. Blue raspberry, and then summer ice. They're bomb. Okay, so get them now before summer's ends, because they're not gonna last all summer, and they're not gonna head in after September 2, I believe. So both are available only for a limited time this summer, so hurry, because summer's almost over. You'll get them delivered right to your door if you go to budlight.com/delivery or pick it up at your local convenience store, grocery store, or liquor store.
Go okay? Grab them. Run.
Perfect segue, because it's Bud Light's sponsored section of our podcast, to get into Bud Light Straight Candid Moments.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Straight Candid Moments are presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Every week, you guys write in and tell us your craziest stories that have to be shared. We reminisce on these crazy candid stories from the past, just as Bud Light Seltzer will have you reminiscing on their new tie-dye variety pack and nostalgic flavors, available now for a limited time. So here we are, sharing your experiences to make mistakes more laughable, moments more relatable, and candidness more common.
Get candid.
Did you say that you had a candid moment?
I do have a candid moment.
Okay.
Well, I want to start off by saying I feel like I text you my candid moments all the time.
You do.
Constantly. So when you told me I was coming on the podcast, I was like, I don't know if I have one, and I'm so angry because I constantly have them. Like, the time the woman in the subway was putting her used tissues in my bag. Like,
wait, what?
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Can you tell this one?
Yeah, I can tell this one. I had a different one, but this is a really good one.
I kind of like this one.
So I was headed into work on the subway, on the F train, to
She's
be specific.
So New York.
Yeah, New York girl. And I'm minding my business as everyone does in New York. You put your headphones in, you don't talk to anyone, you don't look at anyone, no direct eye contact. That's the way
That's
it kind of
so
works. That's the way it works.
But it is, no, it
yeah.
is what it is.
And so I'm in like a pretty packed train and I'm standing in the center, like pole, center pole, whatever that's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, whatever.
And I'm minding my business, listening to music, and I like feel like a tap on my shoulder and I'm like, excuse me, who the heck is trying to talk to me on the train? It's 8 a.m. and I'm not having it. So I turn around and this woman is like, take out your earphone. And I'm like, okay. So I take out my earphone and she goes, the woman behind you is using tissues and putting them in your work bag.
So
and
only
I'm,
New York.
I'm like, excuse me, what? I like whip around. This woman keeps using tissues and my work bag's like relatively big. It has my laptop and everything in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, kind of open, but yeah. not open.
Yes. And then so she's just putting tissues and I'm looking directly at her and she continues to put the tissues in there. And I'm like,
I forgot about this freaking story.
Excuse me? Like being like, what's going on? And I go, like, I asked her, I go, what are you doing? Why are you putting tissues in my bag? And she goes, well, where else was I supposed to put them?
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
Are you joking? I was like, well, not in my bag. And I picked them up and I put them on her suitcase. And then like that was kind of the end of our interaction.
What
and
in
I
the-
like moved down the train and just like went to work. But it was the most like
that is
weird,
the weirdest encounter.
Yeah, so strange. Subway creatures, we love them, but
they're down
yeah,
there.
That was a big
they're
candid moment for
out.
Me. Yeah,
okay.
That was a big one.
God, you're such,
so
only
weird.
New York,
literally.
I can't.
She asking like, oh, you can put it in my bag. That's no, where it's supposed to go. Oh, okay, news to me. Jesus.
Just okay. She's like totally reasoning why it should be going in your
yeah.
bag,
and it made complete sense to her.
Oh my God,
but.
My grandma also has a straight candid moment. So
I
she
love that.
She didn't realize this was a straight candid moment, but I cannot wait to read this to you guys. So she sends a screenshot of her friend and her talking about the episode. Previous, I guess it was two away from now, the OBGYN, Sarah, Dr. Sarah, who came
love
on.
Love it.
And she's basically, her friend sends a note and is saying like, their conversations were on point. They're strong business women and they nailed this episode. Because it's a hard topic, I think, you know, to talk
really
about.
Really hard, yeah. That's great.
My grandma sends me this in text. I'm literally going to read it to you verbatim, okay?
I'm so excited.
Listen very closely. Engagements. This was sent to me yesterday by a friend of mine. Impressive. Speaking of impressive, yesterday's podcast was the best I've seen so far. Love, Dr. Sarah. You and Sophie are amazing with your honesty about very personal events in your lives. I would have written sooner, but I have been very, very busy since the broadcast, looking to find my G-spot. Now that I know where it is, and it in fact does exist, wish me luck. Love you.
Oh my God. Yes. There is no... Shut up.
I am
oh
not
my
kidding.
God.
If you didn't hear that, reverse like 15 seconds and play that back
oh,
because
that is so perfect. And I can picture her like saying that too.
That's
100%.
My
yeah.
That's
no,
my grandma.
She's incredible. She is an incredible woman. And I can 100%.
Okay.
That
That's
is,
my grandma.
You're like vivid. Didn't need that.
Did not need that.
Did
but
not
I needed
need that.
That
imagery right now.
Literally.
Did
so.
Not.
Anywho, my grandma came in on the straight candid moment, so she has no idea yet, but there we have it.
That is okay. So good. That was a really good one.
Help
really,
me.
Really good one.
Oh, God. I wonder why I'm the way I am. Okay. Anyway, listener advice. You guys, we want to jump into a few key questions and we'll keep it kind of quick because we want to hit a few of them. And I know we're kind of getting at time.
Yeah.
But a few things that people had written in that we think are really, really important to hit on and as quickly as we possibly can, because I want to get all of them. How do you stay close to the best friend when you're starting full-time jobs? Your priorities change, you know what I mean? Like your priority is to make money and start, well,
yeah.
either A, paying off your loans or just like supporting yourself on your own.
Yeah.
I would say you've got to balance like, and you can't expect that person to be texting you 24/7 anymore because they're working 9 to 5 likely.
Yeah.
Or, you know, has their hustle at any point. like I said before, understand that person's love languages, be interested and curious in their life, and genuinely tell people them things, that person, different things that are happening during your day, like just funny stuff, like continue to have banter that you usually have. Like, just because your life is serious at your 9 to 5 doesn't mean your relationships have to be serious.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's important to like prioritize yourself too. And I think like your friends will realize that too. If you're prioritizing yourself, you're just going to like, your friends are going to understand that you're going to do things for yourself and you're going to make time for yourself. And to make time like for yourself and be the best you can be, you'll be better for the people around you.
Exactly.
I think is huge.
Huge. Good point too.
Yeah.
Next one is maintaining friendship with an when attached to a boyfriend. Okay. So basically this one's like technically asking, like, how do you maintain a friendship with a best friend if your best friend is extremely attached to their significant other?
I think you have to talk to them. It's just like all about communication. Just like being real with them. I think people appreciate honesty and people being real with you no matter what. Even if it's a hard conversation, if it's something that you don't even want to address and you're like, I'm honestly dreading talking about this, it's honestly what comes to be like make your relationships better, I think, at the end of the day.
I agree. You got to communicate. I would say, honestly, like asking them, like you're saying, like talk about it, but don't be malicious about it. Like, don't wait until you're gonna crack and be like, you're spending way too much time with your boyfriend, here's my opinion that you never asked for, yada yada yada. Like, literally, you know what I mean? People get, you get nasty when you get pushed to the edge, you know what I mean? When you're like, God, I'm getting really sick of this. Know and understand that relationships ebb and flow. Know that things will come back to how they are, and it's exciting when somebody's in love. You should be excited for them, but just remind them, like, hey, I don't feel like, I'm really excited for you and your relationship. I really, really am. I can't wait to meet him, or I really, really like him. But I kind of feel a little bit neglected as a friend, and I don't want you to feel sad about that. I just am being honest in how I feel.
Yeah, I agree completely.
See how it, like, I was being honest about your turn, like how I felt, but I wasn't being malicious. That's the whole point of it. Like, don't be malicious ever. Yeah.
You can say things to people without having like a malicious intent or being negative and petty and things like that. Like, exactly. You can have real conversations with people, even if it's going to sting them, even if it's going to hurt. Like, those, you can have those conversations with people. They can take it.
It's important. It's important. Otherwise you'll end up cracking. So you might as well have it.
Yeah. Blow up.
This one we got a ton. When to give up when the relationship is not reciprocated. And we asked this question like a day ago, I think. And I thought about this one quite a bit because I have a hard time letting go of friendships. Yeah. I have a really, really hard time. Because I've put so much effort in, and when they're not reciprocated, it's just like, you're just like, well, I've carried the weight for so long, I might as well just keep carrying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say knowing when to give up is when you realize that your guys' priorities are not the same, like at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you notice a really poor side of this person that like has not changed, and it's not a moral that you agree with or a value that you agree with. I'm trying to give an example of like, this is sounds so weird, but like, they're just not nice to people that they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, they're just kind of like, like a little like standoffish is one thing, but like really like, I don't like her. Ew. Like, I don't like her, but like they're your good friend. That's, it's just like, notice the morals that don't align. Notice the values that don't align. Like the things that like, as you're growing, you're both growing. That's okay. You can grow away from people. You'll grow together with people.
Yeah.
But know when they're not your person anymore. That's what I would say.
I think it's also like investing your time. I think if you're investing more time into someone than they're investing in you, like that goes hand in hand with like your relationships too.
Yep.
If you're investing so much time into somebody and it's not being reciprocated, then like, you know that you're doing everything that you can and in your power to make the friendship, the relationship work. And if it's not, then like, you can at least be at peace knowing that you did everything that you could to try and like save or salvage something. And you know, people reconnect too. I don't think that that's ever something that should like, it's not like you'll never reconnect one day, but like maybe you'll kind of like grow into something in the future. But I think it's okay to like let things go because people do reconnect and things do happen, and life has a funny way of working itself out.
Always, always.
Yeah.
When a best friend hates your boyfriend. Excuse me, speaking from experience. No, I'm just kidding.
Both of us.
I'm just kidding.
That goes both ways, by the way.
This one is hard. Okay, so this one we'll keep it brief, but you have to still be happy for the person if they're genuinely still happy and in love. I think that you can be happy for somebody and happy how they're in love, but when someone's running to you and they're hurt a lot,
yeah,
a lot of the time, because the reason you probably don't like them is if you're hurt a lot or like what something you're feeling or you're seeing your friend experience, like,
yeah,
you have to remind them, like, that's not normal. Like, that is, in my opinion, your job to tell your friends, like, that behavior is not normal. Being treated like that is not normal.
Yeah.
Like, I support you in however you want to handle this and whatever you want to be a part of, but that behavior is not normal. And I don't like seeing you upset or hurt.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I think Sid and I both speak from experience on this because...
Oopsies.
Oops. Obviously, we've never talked ill about people we've previously dated. I just, like, don't think we're either those kinds of people.
No.
But I do think it's really important to say the things that you think are red flags about those certain people, because when people are in love and people like somebody like a lot, like a lot, you get really like tunnel visioned and you can only see them for the things that you're looking for, not the things maybe that are actually reality, the things that are happening.
Like if they're a turd and you didn't even see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, underlying. Just kidding.
But I think that's like a big one too. Like, make sure that you're being there for them and like always being a shoulder to cry on. But at the same time, you really got to be like, that behavior is really not okay. You should not be treated like this. You deserve a lot more than this. Things like that. Just keep emphasizing that and they'll figure it out. Sid and I were both in those kinds of positions. And, you know, nobody can tell you how to feel and nobody can tell you when it's time to let go. That's something that I think people just have to do on their own.
Yep,
and so just to like be there for them during that process is the biggest thing to do. And
I agree.
Yeah.
It's hard, but you just get... you still are like honesty, but you just got to be honesty in kindness. Like I just think when you get petty and you get rude, it ruins everything. And a lot of these questions are underlying, like just like how you approach the situation.
Yeah.
Very quick. Two more. We'll keep them really, really fast. Having a best friend and having a girlfriend at the same time, or a boyfriend and having a boyfriend, or, you know, whatever that dynamic is, whoever you like prefer to date.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible. I really, really do. And I actually think it's healthy. Like and it's not like a best friend where, you know, as you grow up and like as you have full-time jobs, your a best friend looks a little bit different. Like it's not texting every day. It's not like, you know, FaceTiming every day and like Snapchatting and all these things. But I mean, for an example, Jordan has a few girl best friends and I've met them and they're great.
Yeah.
And it's honestly healthy. And I'm glad he has girl best friends because that means he knows how to maintain relationships. And he's, you know, he's not just solely tunnel vision to me, which to me is healthy. But yeah. It's taken a long time to realize that and understand that.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of just like growth, too, because at first you want to be the kind of person that's like, oh, you have a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah,
like,
that's a little weird.
Like, yeah, it's very like natural, like instinct to be like that. But I think at least it's really important to, I think that's like a good thing. I also think it's really important for people to have like guy friends and girlfriends because you learn so many different things through so many people's different perspectives. Like we have a lot of obviously the same guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's awesome when they get to even meet our boyfriends and like then they have like that mutual respect and understanding and that like always,
this is my person, but you're still my person.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Like you can still have really great relationships with guys and girls. And so I don't really think it's a big thing unless the other person, like let's say the girl best friend or the guy best friend is like making it you uncomfortable, then I think that's when it gets to be like a, okay, like maybe there's something underlying here that I'm not really picking up on then.
Trust your gut, but always give the person a benefit of the doubt and a first try.
I agree.
And if it feels really wrong, it's probably wrong, but you shouldn't have issues having friends. That's just,
I agree.
We need to mature, we need to be at a different level. You know what I mean?
100%.
Final question. What do you do when your best friend is dating a turd? We kind of talked to this already. I just think it's worth mentioning because support that person through it all.
Yeah.
They'll get there. Just know that they'll get there. But the one comment that I made, I think, or that Emma made to me that really like ended up moving me and making me make better decisions for myself was, I'm sick of seeing you hurt.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel sick. And that's when you're like, holy shit. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe reality just hit me in the face.
It's a big thing just to like, it's hard to see your friends hurting so badly during relationships and all you want to do is help. And you want to like kind of just shake them into reality. Like we've both been there and like you want to just be like, why don't you see like how amazing you are and like mm-hmm. what you can bring to the table. And that's, I think that's the hardest part. Like, you know how great your friends are, you know how incredible you are, and like you can see that in them, and to see like them hurting so badly just like breaks your heart. So it's like you're feeling what they're feeling, but like obviously not to the degree. But
exactly.
So I think it's just like, yeah, really be supportive. You can, you know, get angry, get mad with them, but don't like take out anger on them.
Don't hate them for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Emma, I love you so much, and I'm so glad you could come here, and I'm so glad you could be like the best friend that like we can talk through these things and talk about our growth and talk about things that people want to hear and be an ear. I like to think that we're an ear into like conversations that other people are having that nobody is like projecting into the world.
100%.
Before we wrap up, and I have to talk about Manscaped after this, but before we wrap up, just say, what would you tell your college self now? That's it. Like,
you go first.
Simple.
You go
simple
first.
Terms.
You go first.
Don't compare yourself to other people. You'll sleep a lot later on. I swear to God you will. Work harder and be more involved in college clubs and in different people's lives, like people in your class, pay attention to them and don't care about what other people's judgments are.
Yeah. I would say just be nice to everybody. Like there is no point in being like negative or mean, and do everything you can, have the time of your life, but also don't be scared for the future. I think that happens a lot with college people. You get really scared to, you know, get the job and get the grades, all those things. And lastly, do not compare yourself to other people. I think we fall like really, really hard into that, especially when you graduate college and people are getting these jobs and, you know, maybe you're a little bit behind and you're on an internship, or maybe you just don't even know what you want to do yet. And that is completely fine. So do not compare yourself to other people. Like, you'll get there. You will be just fine. And if your trajectory doesn't look the same as someone else's, like, fuck it. You're going to crush it.
You'll be fine. I promise. Okay, really quick. Today's episode is sponsored by your friends at Manscaped, the leaders in men's below the waist grooming. It's back to school time, and we want to make sure your man is packing the essentials to have his best year yet. The Manscaped 4th generation performance package is just that. Things are opening up. Make sure the man in your life is ready for whatever comes his way. It's the perfect package for his package, which includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Get him the valedictorian of ball trimming so he can join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com with the code CANDID20. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulas before heading out to your man so he can use crop preserver ball deodorant to keep him going in the heat. Ooh, yeah, because it's summertime. Then after he trims the lawn and whacks the weeds in the heat, he can get his balls a boost with the boost and use crop reviver. Sorry, that's hard for me. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off, free shipping, CANDID code 20 at manscaped.com. This year, have your man graduate with a degree in clean balls from Manscaped. You guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Follow us at Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram. Go on YouTube. Like I said, like, rate, subscribe. Show us a little love. Emma, you can plug yourself. I think it's at MChamp. Yep, I already knew that. Follow her.
If you didn't know that, I think I'd be concerned coming on a best friend podcast. I was gonna say, and your best friend doesn't know your Instagram name.
Thanks for being here, my little nugget.
Thank
love you.
You for having me.
Aww, she's my bestie.
I love you beyond, and she's the greatest.
Guys, tune in next week. If you haven't caught up on the other episodes, I suggest you do it now or re-listen, and hope
catch
you have
up.
A wonderful day. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Boom.
Yeah.
There it is.
Hey.